Here's John Cruz, Salt Lake City. Hey there, everybody. And, hey, John Cruz, a traffic jam there. You bet you run into some traffic jam. I really enjoy jams, Mike. I like lots of orange marmalade, all that type of jam stuff. But that traffic jam,
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Lou. And good morning to Mike, of course, from me. And Mike confirms that's from him, K7 Papa Tango Lima. Yeah, and good. According as his divine power hath he given unto us all things that pertain unto life and goodness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Mike shared 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. Is that correct, Lou? Okay, fantastic. All right, we're doing all right here, Lou, and you are the man. You're the man in the middle, standing in the gap, and I like that. You got a great signal, by the way. So you guys got the golden path there between you each, and that's great. So just pass along my 73s and 99s and journey verses there to Mike and Mary as they continue along toward Arizona. N0CXY via 7RA. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Lou. Yeah, I'll be following him on the APRS as he goes along there because we have fun with that. It's just a little app that you can put in your cell phone, as I say, and whenever he's on the road like this, that's what we like to do is just keep an eye on each other. But he's sending out a packet signal there. And I'm not sure how it all works, Lou, myself. But I know that it's a great little service that we can all use when we're on the road with our equipment. So I'll just... ask if you're going to be around for a little bit longer. Are you, Lou, over? Okay, QSL, thanks for that. Listen up now for JD. He's next on the list. But before we do that, anyone else wishing to join the Ammon Radio Missionary Fellowship Net, call Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha over. Any relays? Okay, that might have been our friend Mark down there in California. KN 6 MCI, I think it is. Is that you, Mark? Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha, and the Ammon Radio Missionary Fellowship Net listening. Get Andy Glue. Okay, very good. Thank you very much for that, Lou. I switched SDRs over to Utah and made an effort to get them there, and I couldn't hear them there either. You are the man in the middle indeed today, and I appreciate the relay there on Mark and giving us Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord, Jehovah, directs his steps. Proverbs 16, verse 9. And we got Larry in there as well. Good morning to Larry. I got you on the list at number 10 there, Larry, just to let you know. But 73s and 99 to KN6 MCI Mobile in California. Okay, Lou? Okay, very good. All right. Oh, sorry, I didn't. I just noticed you had put it up there too. All right, no problem. We got it. Everybody can see what's going on. And let's recognize Larry, N0LRB. Do you have any copy on me, Larry? Over. N0LRB, VA7RA. I see JD had to leave the frequency. He was coming up next. Did we have a reference for him from the scripture? Larry's, okay, your verse is Romans 8:28. Got it, Larry. Got it. Okay, I'll give you a thumbs up on that one. Appreciate it, Larry. And we'll get that up for you there. When we get to your turn. And I take it that you're not on the air, maybe. Okay, very good. I get it. 7 3s and 99. You and Darlene. You and Darlene. Over. All right. And let's see. Galatians 3:8 was from JD. Okay, got that one. Thanks, Lou. You're doing a great job running the net today. I got to tell you, Lou. All right, we'll get that up there for JD as well, and we'll carry on here. Anyone else wishing to join the Amateur Radio Missionary Fellowship Net, please call Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha. Any relays? Nothing heard. All right, very good. Let's put the JD up there and get him taken care of. He shared Galatians 3:8 and the scriptures foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." Okay, I guess that sounds terribly familiar. Did somebody else share that? Anyway, we got it down there and on the air and on the chat room. So let's carry on. Next up on my list here this morning is Jerry, a K4RBZ. And Jerry, let's see, you had been up here earlier sharing. What did you give us? Looking for you, Jerry. I heard the beep. There we go. Philippians 3, 20 to 21. Thank you, Jerry. Philippians 3, 20 to 21. And we'll get that up there on the chat room for you. Right, there it is. All right, you're going to see it in a second, Jerry. And we're making it all happen here this morning. All right, there. Okay, Jerry, Philippians 3, 20, 21 reads, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. Verse 21 reads, "Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself?" So the promise is that we will have a resurrected body for all eternity. Jesus showed us what it would be like for 40 days after he resurrected from the dead. And that's the promise for us. who have faith in his shed blood, we get an eternal body to enjoy